The perfect combination of versatile athleisure and training apparel has arrived. Thanks to the visionary minds of New Balance, Clutch Athletics, and Rich Paul, the designs reflect the heart of the athlete and the spirit of the community. With rising defensive football stars Will Anderson and Chase Young on the roster, Clutch Athletics brings the best innovative gear to all athletes, giving them style and performance on and off the field. Learn more and purchase Clutch Athletics at newbalance.com.
This is Fantasy Football Today from CBS Sports.
On his way to the end zone.
I'll tell you what, that was a spectacular play.
It's time to dominate your fantasy league.
What a play! Off to the races! Touchdown! Oh, he's done it again!
Now here's some combination of Adam, Dave, Jamie, Heath, and Ben.
A lot in flux as we kick off the Week 15 weekend. We're supposed to have two games on Saturday. That may not be the case. Could be some games moved around because of all the COVID cases. Welcome to your mailbag, everybody. Thank you for your emails at fantasyfootball@cbsi.com, and thank you for your Apple Podcast questions as well. All right. I'm Adam Azer with Jamie Eisenberg and Chris Towers. First of all, multiple games reportedly could be postponed. Seems like the Raiders and the Browns is among the most likely, but we don't really know right now, so not much we can tell you. It is Friday afternoon as we record this, so just keep that in mind. With that said, let's go through the news and notes, the things we do know. Jamie, how about the quarterback news? Jalen Hurts practiced in full. Lamar Jackson did not practice, but he could still play. They haven't ruled it out. And Taylor Heinicke is out. Terry McLaurin has a decent chance to play, but Heinicke is out. So,
well, he's out for now.
That's true. They could move it, but right now he's out. So give me your thoughts on Hurts and Jackson and Heinicke.
This week hurts my brain. Hurts yes. is a starting fantasy quarterback that he's healthy now. So whether you consider him a top 10 guy, a top 12 guy, he should be in your lineup. It's a great matchup. It's a great situation. Again, this game could be moved. So maybe the Washington football team gets some guys back. Just keep that in mind. But as it stands right now, Hurts has a great opportunity in front of him, and hopefully he plays well this game because then they get the Giants next week. So it could be a really good couple-week stretch for him. Tyler Huntley stepping in for Lamar Jackson. I don't think Jackson plays. So Huntley is more of a desperation streamer, has run for 40 yards in the two appearances that he's made. So that's a nice thing. But looking at the matchup that he's facing against Packers would be really difficult. And then for the Washington football team and any of their receivers, I would try and stay away, even Terry McLaurin, because it's going to be bad. Again, even if Taylor Heinicke plays, I don't love Terry McLaurin, but if it's not Taylor Heinicke, then I hate Terry McLaurin.
As yeah, a player. They added someone.
Garrett Gilbert.
Garrett Gilbert would be starting, right?
Most likely.
Gilbert Gottfried. All right, NFL is moving Saturday's Raiders-Browns game to Monday per Josina Anderson.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
There you go. That's
well, that's good because I have plans on Saturday. And I didn't want to miss any football. I would have had to DVR it. And
well, there's another better. Game, Adam.
So. Yeah, I know. I'll be back, I think, for that game. Going to see some Christmas lights. Be very nice.
Oh, lovely.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's... I don't know, man. Like, we'll see if that game happens on Monday, given the extent of the outbreaks that we're talking about. But, yeah, that's... it does give... Look, with the new protocols... vaccinated players only need to test negative once to be cleared to play. So that as long as they're asymptomatic. So the chances of players coming back are higher. I don't think they're particularly high still because, you know, it's not necessarily going to just run through your system that quickly, but at least it does give those guys a chance.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sunday's going to be a really interesting day. Lineups are just going to be, they're going to be something. And you're going to definitely have Ramondre Stevenson in your lineup. We'll come back to that in a second. But Marquise Brown, Chris, how do you feel about Marquise Brown with Tyler Huntley at quarterback, in all likelihood?
I don't think you can feel particularly good about him, given the way the last 6 weeks or so have gone for Marquise Brown. He's still getting a bunch of targets. He's been, I think it's since week 7, he's on like 170 target pace for a 16-game season or something. It's just... he's averaging like 5 yards per target or 5.4 or something like that. So there is definitely still room for him to be a must-start caliber fantasy player. But with the way he's playing with Tyler Huntley out there, it's really hard to trust. You know, Tyler Huntley wasn't terrible on Sunday. But yeah, I think Marquise Brown is more in the wide receiver 3-ish range and probably on the lower end of that. I think I have him around 34. And I'm starting Devontae Freeman over him in one league.
Adam Schefter reporting that Seahawks-Rams could be moved to Tuesday. NFL discussing moving Seahawks at Rams to Tuesday. It's going to be, I feel, a bonus pod coming this weekend. Damian Harris is out, so Ramondre Stevenson over Zeke, over Barkley?
Yes, for sure. He's got top 10 guy.
So. He's going to be top 15 for sure for me.
James Conner and Chase Edmonds are both expected to play. Conner or Stevenson?
Stevenson.
Stevenson.
Edmonds or Penny?
Penny.
Penny.
Edmonds or Craig Reynolds if Jamal Edmonds. Williams is Edmonds. Okay. Adam Thielen missed practice.
I thought you said Eggmans.
Eggmans.
And I thought you were referring to some product.
I am the Eggman. Adam Thielen missed practice. Miles Sanders and Jordan Howard are going to play. Leonard Fournette practiced in full. Alex Collins is out, as we knew, but Adrian Peterson also likely out. Cleveland pass rusher Jadeveon Clowney is going to be out unless they move the game. And then probably still out.
Sorry, but for the Seahawks, Travis Homer's probably out too, right?
Actually, I think I saw that he's going to play.
Okay.
Yeah. TJ Watt expects
Tuesday football, to play. Baby. Let's go.
TJ Watt expects to play. Sean Payton tested positive for COVID. So, yeah, probably not going to be able to coach. And on Sunday, the NFL playoff hunt continues on CBS with key games, including the Steelers looking to keep their postseason hopes alive against the Titans and the Bengals on the road for a battle with the Broncos. Get set for kickoff beginning at noon Eastern with JB and the guys on the NFL Today this Sunday on CBS. Typey type.
I'm so sorry. You told me to make my mic louder, and that's the result.
Ah, that's all right. Sounds very, you know, sounds like we're newspaper reporters breaking news on our typewriters. Yeah. All right, it's time for Apple Podcast questions. We have a lot of questions this week. Let's do this. Null 820. Hey, Steve, Chris, Mike, and Matt. Steve, Chris, Mike, and Matt. Very generic. Who should I start this week? Jalen Hurts, Taysom Hill, or Justin Fields?
Jalen Hurts.
Yeah, I think so.
Hmm. I don't know who this is. It might be The Bachelor. Might be The Bachelor. Steve, Chris, Mike.
Oh, you know who it is.
If I don't. from Grant.
Don't pull the, it might be The Bachelor.
How do I not know this? Dear, I know this. Dear Walter, Jovi, Michael, and Buddy. Jovi. How many Jovis are there? It sounds so familiar.
I don't know a Jovi.
I'll look it up.
I feel like this is going to be Elf. All right. He gave us a 5-star. Yep. What's that?
Yep. She's the girlfriend.
Ah, okay. Even though these guys almost killed me at the gym when I dropped the bar on my chest from laughing at a spontaneous Uzaba yell, I still love them more than any of the 5 fantasy podcasts I listen to daily. Wow.
Is that like a humble brag? Like, look how big I am? I was at the gym and they made me laugh.
Uzaba cracked me up too. It was good stuff. Please pick 2 wide receivers. McLaurin, Waddle, Gage, Donovan Peoples-Jones, or Devontae Smith. All right, we're assuming Waddle's out. So McLaurin,
probably
Gage, Donovan Peoples-Jones, and Devontae Smith.
I think Gage is the sure thing, which is weird with McLaurin on there. And I might go Devontae Smith over Terry McLaurin if Garrett Gilbert's starting for Washington. I don't feel 100% confident in that, but I don't feel 100% confident in McLaurin either.
I would agree.
Washington at Philadelphia, according to Adam Schefter, could be played on Tuesday. We're going to have
Tuesday football.
I love it. You got to push your waivers back, by the way. To tell your league right now, if there's Tuesday games, yeah, you got to push your waivers back to run on Wednesday night.
Yep.
Oh, man. I wouldn't want it every week, but I really did enjoy the random Tuesday game last year. It was fun.
I just, during the fantasy playoffs, this happening is just, like, I'm so glad last night's or Thursday night's game was so good for fantasy, because that really helped you out. If you locked in those points, like if you had Kelsey or Keenan Allen or Eckler, it was really nice to be able to lock in a good game to start your week out.
Yeah, definitely.
This is good news, though, for Hurts, for McLaurin, for Sanders and Howard. Any of these injured guys getting extra days is perfect.
Yes.
Yeah. Now, we don't know this for sure, but it is being discussed. Oh, what else we got here? Apple Podcast from the Mac Daddy. Half PPR league. Pick a running back, a wide receiver, and a flex. All right, let's get a wide receiver first. Ayuk, Brandon Cooks, or Van Jefferson?
It's Brandon Cooks.
Raiders players were just told their game has been moved to Monday.
All right, cool. I like the chaos a little bit. It's kind of fun, right? It's fun.
Absolutely.
All right, so Ayuk, Cooks, or Van Jefferson? Chris said Cooks.
Mm-hmm.
Jamie Cooks.
Ayuk, Cooks, or Van Jefferson? Cooks, yeah.
Sony Michel or Deontay Foreman?
We don't know Daryl Henderson yet, right?
No.
Yeah.
Henderson in, Foreman, Henderson out, Michel.
And if the game's on Tuesday, good luck. All right, now a flex. Ayuk, Van Jefferson, or the other running back? Half PPR, by the way.
Ayuk.
Yeah, I have Ayuk ranked higher than Van.
Because now you got to figure Beckham might play.
True.
There's a chance, yeah.
Okay, this is from Mady8185. I love the show, blah, blah, blah. Even got me into the FFT DFS podcast, which is super fun. Yes, it is. Love the joy y'all have for this game and the appreciation and appreciate the information y'all put out. Also, side note, Butcher Box is awesome. Yes, it is. Okay, here's the question. 14 team half PPR. Excuse me, Jamie. I'm reading here.
God bless you.
14 team half PPR three receiver league. I need some help. Oh, he beat the same opponent last week. Yeah. Oh, I hate that. Should I just start my same lineup or shake it up? Let's see. We got two running backs. Aaron Jones, CEH. Hopefully I didn't start him. Melvin Gordon, Damian Harris, and Justin Jackson. Okay. Probably, man. Jones and CEH is what we would have recommended.
I would have gone Gordon over CEH, I think.
Oh, well done.
I mean, CEH only had like 7 points, so.
Yeah, I think you're in good shape. Wide receiver. Three wide receivers. Godwin, Lockett, Pittman, Mooney, Devontae Smith. So let's say Lockett's out. Godwin, Pittman, Mooney, Devontae Smith. Who are you sitting?
Can't assume that, though, though.
That's true. I haven't seen any rumors about... Oh, no, that was right. Oh, that was the one that was going to be moved to Tuesday.
Yeah,
right.
Okay. Browns, Raiders is at 5 p.m. Monday. Okay, so who are we sitting here? Let's say they all play. Lockett, Pittman, Mooney, Devontae, Godwin. Sit two.
I do love a 5 p.m.
Monday. Pittman's an easy sit.
Pittman and Devontae or Mooney?
Devontae. Wait, Devontae Parker or Devontae Smith?
Devontae Smith.
Oh, Smith. Yeah, easy.
And then
I think I would go Godwin, Pittman, and Smith.
You go Pittman over Mooney. Okay.
Yeah.
Jamie would go Mooney over Pittman. Waller, Hockenson, yeah, Seals Jones. So Waller's out and Hockenson's out for the year. So go with Seals Jones. All right, that was easy. From Grant, full PPR, pick two running backs, a wide receiver, and a flex. And a tight end and a quarterback? Okay, I guess we're doing that then. Two running backs are Cordarrelle Patterson, Aaron Jones, A.J. Dillon.
So you're probably starting all three running backs, right?
No.
Presumably you can start... I mean,
no, because
there aren't any formats where Cordarrelle Patterson wasn't wide receiver eligible to start the season, right?
Okay, but so, well, first of all, we got to tell the rest of his team. Let's assume Thielen's out. He still has Chase, Debo Samuel, Patterson, Aaron Jones, and A.J. Dillon for four spots. So I would sit Dillon in PPR.
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess.
And then tight end, Knox or Gesicki?
Knox.
Gesicki for me.
Stafford or Josh Allen?
Josh Allen.
Josh Allen.
This is from El Senor.
Gesicki with no Waddle, I really like. I think I moved him up to like number six.
Mark Ingram back at practice today. Does that hurt Kamara in any way?
No.
Okay.
Not enough to change your view of him.
All right, from El Senor. Adam, Dave, Jamie, Heath, Ben, and Josh know what they are talking about and can give enough information to speculate on your own to win. I just thought that was really funny. He called you Josh. Why can't we just hope that Gordon and Javonte Williams become the next Nick Chubb and Kareem Hunt? I guess that is a 2022 question.
We can. We can certainly hope that. But it limits the value of both. Like, Chubb's value, even though Chubb is a must-start player, his value is limited by Kareem Hunt's presence. And vice versa. Like, both of those guys could be top 10, maybe top 5 running backs if they were just the lead back. And I think the same is certainly true of Javonte Williams. I think we would all view him as a top 10 running back if Gordon leaves. And Gordon in this offense would probably be a top 12 running back if he was the main, if he was the only guy. So, like, it's fine. They can be both usable, but it's they're if they both are on the team on in 2022, it's probably both are running back twos. Maybe Javonte Williams is a little higher, we would hope, but Gordon would probably still have a role.
Do we get the Manning cast on Monday for one of the games?
I don't know. You're the one obsessed with the Manning cast.
Oh, you know what? It'll probably be whatever the broadcast was supposed to be. So that's got to be CBS game.
My wife will not let me put the Manning cast on.
Why not?
She found it too boring.
I could see that. You got to really like football, I think, to like the Manning cast. Let's see. Was this going to be
interviewing Kevin Hart and Condoleezza Rice? You got to like football for the.
I don't like the interviews. Yeah, it was an NFL Network game, so that'll probably be the case. Okay, let's. I think that's it. Yeah. The other problem with the Kareem Hunt, Nick Chubb thing is that you're just kind of eliminating a passing game. Yeah, right. I mean, that's for those two running backs to be that good and relevant. You're not gonna have a good passing game.
And they've got. Well, three. I mean,
one can be involved in the passing game.
No, but you're in. You know, it's gonna hurt if you have two running backs where one is a must start and the other one is at worst a flex every week. Then it's probably not good for the passing game. You know, just it's probably not good for the wide receivers of
unless
the quarterback.
It's a Gibson, McKissick, Taylor, Hines kind of thing last season where
one
of them is just a passing game option.
Yeah.
But if we're talking about two guys getting 12 carries a week, that makes it really, really hard to for the passing game to have enough volume unless it's Aaron Rodgers
right next year. Scott in Ontario, subject, you got to be the dumbest smart kid I know. What is that from?
I don't know.
I mean, I remember Hank said that to Walter in Breaking Bad. You got to be the dumbest smart guy I know.
Varsity Blues.
Oh, okay. That makes sense. Because it says, hey, Mox, Tweeter, Billy Bob, and Wendell. Do I start Joe Burrow or Tua?
Tua.
He's facing Waddle and Gesicki.
I don't.
Well, you're not facing Waddle, potentially.
That's true. Yeah, it doesn't matter. You want to get the most points.
Maybe as a tiebreaker, but I don't think this is a tiebreaker.
Okay, well, those are our Apple Podcast questions. Thank you very much, everybody. We appreciate your 5-star reviews and your support. And let's get the Fantasy Cops going.
I'll tell you, we need some Fantasy Cops. The what? Raiders, they're pissed off right now.
Because they were going to get like a layup win?
Yeah, I've seen some tweets from some players like, way to bend the rules, NFL.
It's not a bad point.
Yeah, I mean, look, that was the NFL said. Like that's what the NFL said before the season, that they weren't going to postpone games.
Yeah, then Omicron came.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, I could see a legitimate beef there. But
meanwhile, Baker Mayfield was complaining yesterday. I have no idea. I didn't understand what he was actually complaining about.
I don't know. The protocols. One of the interesting criticisms that I saw, maybe from Myles Garrett, was it? So, like, why do we go in the building to get tested when we are...
I was going to say, that's probably why Baker's upset, because he lives in the stadium. So, I mean, he can't work and stay at home.
Right. Like, where is he going to isolate?
That's right.
Right? I mean, everybody's there.
I mean, Alice Cooper's at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, so he can't go there.
True. Unless he's delivering his packages. Those are pretty funny commercials.
I find Baker Mayfield's lack of charisma and charm charming.
Yeah. They do. Let me just see. Tony Pollard is going to be a game time decision.
No way you can use him.
Yeah, I don't know if that influences Zeke, though, but game time decision. Okay. What am I doing? Oh, this. Here we go from Ben. This one's an easy one. I wanted your opinion on a recent event in our league. Our commissioner, who is out of the playoffs, dropped Clyde Edwards-Helaire for Alex Collins. His wife, who had a gaping hole at running back, picked up Clyde Edwards-Helaire for the playoffs. They say CEH isn't that good, quote, all's fair in love and war, end quote, and that they just wanted to collect players from their favorite team, the Arkansas Razorbacks. Is this fair?
You know what? I hope they did this, and I hope she started CEH on Thursday night.
Yeah. You're the reason.
That's that. I hope that's what happened.
Yeah, this is obviously not fair. It's complete crap.
This is the definition of collusion.
Yeah. You can't have it. You have our permission to kick them out of the league or reprimand them in any way.
Oh, I think it's fine. Stop it.
Oh, you do not. You never know after Jamie got so upset about me using Fab to block my opponents. All right, this is from Cole. We need your help. We had a manager drop all his players a few days before week one. He didn't say anything to anyone, didn't return messages or texts, not even from the commissioner who he's good friends with. So obviously he quit and he's kicked out of the league for good. We ended up finishing with a replacement manager, but that's not the issue. The issue is that the manager that quit in dramatic fashion just paid the transaction fees for one of the other managers, a guy who no one else knows or really talks to. It's not collusion, it's not necessarily cheating, but isn't that just wrong? Like, how does someone quit by dropping all his players without speaking to anyone for months, but then be secretly helping out another team by paying his transaction fees during the season?
So the transaction fees are real money?
Yeah, I guess so. How strange.
So the only thing I would say is I assume they added all that manager's players back into his team after he dropped them and the other person took over. Because otherwise it could be collusion.
Right.
If he dropped them all and the other guy picked them all up and then he paid his transaction fees.
Right. Yeah. Let's assume that they did it right. Yeah. Put the players back. Gave that team.
Had to.
Else.
They found a replacement guy.
Yeah. Yeah. Right.
Then it's just weird.
So what do you think, Jamie?
Well, I mean, you know, I guess we should tell people that, you know, you do this for me in a lot of my leagues because you're so independently wealthy that you help me, you know, support my fantasy addiction. You're an enabler.
Sorry about that. Yeah. I actually pay Jamie for every podcast he comes on.
Yes, that's why. Never mind.
That's why he's on the mailbag.
There's nothing wrong here. The guy wants to pay his friend's fees. Who cares?
It's very strange. But
it's weird.
It gave me a chuckle, so I hope it let everyone else chuckle. Last
what
one.
Josh think?
What'd you say?
What does Josh think?
Who's Josh?
The person who thinks Chris is Josh.
Oh, forgot
it's
about just, that.
It's a little bit offensive.
Josh.
Like, I've been on the show for like 4 years.
Yeah, you know what? People call Heath the wrong name.
I'm not included in the intro, so maybe that's why.
That might be why. Adam, Dave, Jamie, Heath, and Ben, and Josh. All right, this is from Adam. Hey, D, Mac, Dennis, and Charlie.
That's obviously Seinfeld.
Yeah. Oh, Adam is from a city with a flowery bowl game. I'm guessing that's the Rose Bowl, but it could be the Tony the Tiger Bowl, which is an actual bowl. 10-team league with 6 playoff spots. The playoffs start this week. We had a manager who did not make the playoffs start dropping a bunch of his players on Tuesday for no reason. This included Lamar Jackson, Darren Waller, the Rams DST, and more. After dropping them, he told us he did so in the text thread, and another one of the losers said he'd do the same. I called it out to the commissioner, and he agreed that it's not cool and would add the players back to the manager's team. However, a couple of playoff-bound managers who happen to have the top waiver wire priorities this week wanted to leave those players on the wire, claiming there's no written rule against it. I can't prove collusion, but this seems shady to me. What say you? Also, big miss leaving Always Sunny off the top comedy show lists last week.
It's a very funny show.
It is if you don't mind being screamed at for a half hour, but it's funny, but it's also it gives me anxiety, I think. It's just madness.
A lot of shows give me anxiety, though. The Office gives me anxiety. Silicon Valley was just like a 6-season panic attack.
I could see The Office. Well, what do we do here, guys? No, you can't. No. Of course, I don't care if there's not a rule written.
Yeah, that's... This is the problem with, like, leaving things up to the league as a whole rather than, like, having one commissioner who's looking out for the best interests is, like, you're going to have people in the league who are just like, well, this is good for me, so we should let it happen. And, like, that's not how it works. This is why you shouldn't have voting on trades. This is all the same kind of concept. This is why you need one commissioner who at least tries to look out for the things that are in the best interest of the league as a whole rather than individual players.
Hey guys, what are you doing Tuesday night?
Watching multiple football games, it sounds like.
You're watching Washington and Philadelphia.
Only one?
So far.
Okay.
Well, that'll be the Rams Seahawks too.
Did that happen?
Not yet, but right. Everybody's saying it.
Okay. 7 p.m. Wednesday, Washington.
Tuesday.
7 p.m. Tuesday. For now, Washington.
It'd be a nightmare. Oh my god.
Yeah.
Wednesday waiver wire.
yeah. Washington has been okay. So far, what do we know? We know Washington, Philadelphia is on Tuesday. We know Cleveland and Las Vegas is on Monday at 5, and that is all that has been announced so far. And Seattle and the Rams could be moved as well. And someone just asked me for my address on my phone. I guess I'm not going to give that out on the air. All right, we're gonna take a break here.
4.
What'd you say?
I will.
7.
4. let's take a break. When we come back, we got your emails at fantasyfootball@cbsi.com.
Robert Half research indicates 9 out of 10 hiring managers are having difficulty hiring. If you have open roles, chances are you're feeling this too. That's why you need Robert Half. Our specialized recruiting professionals engage with our proprietary AI to connect businesses of all sizes with highly skilled talent in finance and accounting, technology, marketing and creative, legal, and administrative and customer support. At Robert Half, we know talent. Visit roberthalf.com today.
From producers Matt Damon and Ben Affleck, explore how art and music sustained hope during the siege of Sarajevo, thanks in part to humanitarians and the band U2. Kiss the Future, new documentary now streaming exclusively on Paramount Plus. Go to Paramount Plus to try it free. Terms apply.
Here are your emails, getting you ready for week 15, whenever that's going to take place.
Okay, Adam Schefter just reported Seahawks and Rams is expected to be rescheduled to Tuesday.
All right. 2 Tuesdays. So how many games are going to be played on Sunday? You had 16 games this week. You had Thursday.
Saturday games.
You got one Thursday, one Saturday, two
it's
Monday.
11 on Sunday.
I got 10 on Sunday, right?
One Thursday.
Yeah.
One Saturday.
Yeah.
Two Monday.
Double headers on Monday and Tuesday.
Yeah.
Yep. You're right.
Man. Let's go.
I do like that. Like, it makes Sunday a lot easier, actually.
It makes my Sunday night recap article much easier to write.
For sure.
So, there you go.
I wish they did this next weekend.
Why?
It's my wife's birthday on Sunday, 26th. So.
Oh, so you're not working?
Of course I'm working.
Okay. We got football next. Next Saturday,
honestly,
is Christmas. Wow.
It's probably going to happen next weekend.
That's a good point. Okay, let's read from Mark in Maine.
Who's the Thursday game next week?
The Thursday game?
Or is there none this week?
No, there is one. I'm going to give you some hints.
49ers Titans.
It's a team in San Francisco.
It's a team that plays in San Francisco and one that plays in Nashville.
Yeah. Okay, it's 49ers Titans. All right,
yeah,
I've got
two Saturday games. Oh, the Browns Packers game, that's probably not going to happen, right? On Saturday.
No. Oh, good point.
If they're playing on Tuesday?
Browns playing on Monday.
I guess
no, the Browns are playing on Monday. Yeah.
It wouldn't be any different than a Sunday to Thursday turnaround, I guess.
No, they lose 2 days. They were going to go Saturday to Saturday. Now they're going
Monday to
right,
Thursday.
But it wouldn't be any different for them
playing
Thursday.
But you never have you always have two teams going Sunday to Thursday.
Last year they had the Titans play on a short turnaround, didn't they?
I don't remember.
So if you're the Browns, would you rather have played Saturday depleted or Monday and Saturday?
Monday and Saturday. Yeah. Absolutely. Do you think they could have won? Like, what do you think the chances of them winning on Saturday would have been?
High.
High.
I'd say like 30%.
Yeah, I would have taken the Raiders. Their secondary, dear God, so depleted.
Yeah, I think the line moved like 9 points.
So do you think that, I'm just thinking about a decision I'll have to make in a 2QB league. Do you think that we have to treat these Tuesday games as if they might not happen? Or do you think...
Well, last year they showed you that they'll play.
Yeah.
Okay. Should we read an email?
Nah.
Once and for all? This is from Mark in Maine. Again. Picked two running backs and a flex. David Montgomery, Miles Sanders, both Rams running backs, Chase Edmonds, and Rashad Penny. I have the hiccups, by the way.
Two running backs and a flex?
Yeah, so pick three.
The first two, I think, are easy.
Montgomery and Sanders.
If there is one Rams running back, which would be Michelle, that's the easy third. If it's both Rams running backs, I would say Penny.
Okay.
Yeah, I think I might have Penny over Sanders, actually.
How about Marvin Jones?
Washington's DL. Yeah. Sanders is fine.
Marvin Jones or T.Y. Hilton?
Marvin Jones,
yeah.
Okay.
But I would rather have Penny and Sanders over either of the wide receivers if you're talking about a flex.
From Dan in a small town in central Indiana. Yeah, I have no idea. Can you please rank these receivers in a...
Sure.
20-team PPR league. Julio Jones, Terry McLaurin, Rashad Bateman.
Rank them for this week?
Yeah.
Julio, McLaurin, Bateman.
I would go McLaurin, Julio, Bateman.
So Bateman is last. The second question is, would you play A.J. Dillon or Rashad Penny over Rashad Bateman in PPR?
Yes.
Yes. A.J. Dillon over Penny.
And P.S.
Penny would be the best one for me.
Okay, Jamie likes Penny. Chris likes Dillon. P.S. Adam, I agree with you that there's nothing wrong with playing defense with the waiver wire.
Yeah, there's nothing wrong.
Adam, you were right.
Thank you, Heath. From Shane in full PPR, pick two.
No. There's a difference. You could pick up one guy. You pick up multiple guys.
As many as you want.
Yeah.
As many as you want.
As many as you want.
As many as you want. Oh, Chris is coming around. Chris, you were saying it was
a jerk move. It's not. You can still do it.
It's not a jerk move. All right, from Shane, pick two. Chase, David Montgomery, James Robinson, James Conner. Ooh, that's tough. Give me two. PPR.
Montgomery and Conner.
Wait a second. Really? You're going Montgomery over your start of the week, James Robinson?
Oh, I didn't hear James Robinson. I thought you said Chase.
Yeah, Jamar Chase.
Oh, yeah, no, I'm sorry. James Robinson and Montgomery.
It's Chase and Montgomery for me.
I think you both are wrong.
Okay, fine.
It's definitely...
Well, I'll see you later then.
So between Jamar Chase, David Montgomery, James Robinson, and James Conner. Robinson and Conner. He will score. He's a little risky if he doesn't score. Okay, that was not helpful at all, Shane. Sorry. Pick your favorite analyst.
Montgomery's role is so locked in.
No, it's not.
It is.
So I'm trying to tell you, it's not. Not the catches.
It is.
Not the catches.
So the thing is, he's been running all the routes. So
but
it's not like...
He's got eight games. He's got one game with a lot of catches.
He's got two.
No, I'm talking with Fields.
With Fields, sure.
One game.
But he wasn't getting targets from Andy Dalton either. That's the thing that I was saying the other day.
So you should be encouraged by this?
Not, what's that?
I should be encouraged by that?
Well, because the 9-target game came with Dalton. That was a change in his role with Andy Dalton, and then he had a change in his role with Justin Fields. It seems like they are making him more of a priority in the passing game.
I guess I just want to see one more game before I fully commit to that. But also, he just hasn't been that good this year.
You also have the play caller that hates him calling plays this week.
James Robinson has been good?
Yeah, for fantasy, he's been better than Montgomery, and he gets
James Robinson, to me, is the easiest call of this group, and it's not even close.
Yeah, I agree.
Chase
is the only wide receiver, and it is PPR, so you could... This is a tough question. I think it's stirred up a good debate. If Connor weren't playing the Lions, I'd be less enthused in PPR. But from Joe, first round of the playoffs, I'm already down 62-0 thanks to Mahomes and Tyreek Hill. So I need a tight end and two flex plays. Knox or Freiermuth?
Knox.
And two flex plays, McLaurin, Freiermuth, Gabriel Davis, Chase Edmonds, Malcolm Brown, Duke Johnson, Amon-Ra St. Brown, Jordan Howard.
Two of those?
Yeah.
In PPR?
Yeah, I don't know. Well, probably because Tyreek Hill in PPR, 62-0, I think.
Amon-Ra St. Brown. And there's a lot of names. Give me names again.
Yeah. Freiermuth, McLaurin, Gabriel Davis, Chase Edmonds, Jordan Howard.
I would go with Amon-Ra St. Brown and Gabriel Davis. Let's have some fun.
I don't like to play to the score. I don't like to play the I'm down by a lot, I need upside game, but 62-0 is pretty big. So does that give you maybe a thought to go with McLaurin over Gabriel Davis?
I'm going McLaurin into Gabriel Davis.
No, not if it's Garrett Gilbert, Gilbert Godfrey, Gilbert Grape, whatever. The quarterback is.
Yeah.
No, thank you.
Yeah, I'm going with McLaurin and Davis. Give me the big play upside with those guys.
The Gilbert Gottfried roast of Bob Saget. If you have 5 minutes, give it a listen. Aaron Rodgers or Kyler Murray, 4 point per passing touchdown league. This is from Joey.
Kyler.
This is from Pete. Who should I put on my IR spot as a potential keeper? It will be an 8th round keeper next year. J.K. Dobbins or A.J. Brown?
Whew. Brown. Yeah, A.J. Brown.
Gus from the home of the garbage plate. Is that upstate New York? This is something very unhealthy yet seemingly delicious. Anywhere
Angel Hernandez is umpiring, am I right?
The famous garbage plate of Rochester, New York.
Rochester.
Yeah, I don't know anything about Rochester, but they have a garbage plate.
Dear, it's the home of the garbage plate. That's what I know about Rochester. Yeah.
Dear Buzz, Kevin, Harry, Marv, and Gus. Is that Die Hard?
Buzz, is that a real question? Kevin, Harry, Marv, and Gus?
Yeah.
Is that Home Alone?
Yeah.
Was that Christmas. I get the Christmas movies confused. That was, I was making a Die Hard. It was a joke. Of course, it's Home Alone. PPR, pick a running back
good
and a
save,
flex.
Adam.
Yeah. You think I thought that was Die Hard?
No.
Yeah. All right, pick a running back and a flex in PPR. Parker, Miles Sanders, Tony Pollard, Penny, Edmonds, Michael Carter. So first a running back, Sanders, Pollard, Penny, Edmonds, Carter.
Sanders.
And who's the flex? Is it Parker, Pollard, Penny, Edmonds, Carter?
Parker,
yeah.
From
Carter versus Sanders is an interesting question for me. Because he was playing like a top 15 running back before the injury. But that was not with Zach Wilson at quarterback, who hasn't really thrown to his running backs at all. So it's a really tough one. I think Sanders is the right call.
This defense is just so tough.
Yeah, it's a big matchup difference for sure. Although it could be a much different matchup for Sanders now. This game going to be on Tuesday. Like I said on the podcast on Friday, they run on everyone. It just doesn't matter. Is a two-parter here from Nathan in Canada's version of the Steel City. That would be Pittsburgh, eh? Yeah, right? Okay, yeah, I got to laugh.
That's good. That was
thank
good.
You. Pick two.
That's good.
Pick two of the following running backs.
He's going to hate you.
Pick two of the following running backs. Oh, let's see if they're trolling us today. I don't think so. All right, we got Daryl Henderson, Sony Michel, Miles Sanders, Michael Carter, and Javonte Williams.
Pick two?
Yeah.
Javonte Williams was back in practice on Friday. And Sanders.
Unless Michelle is the only guy, then it's Michelle.
Oh, if Henderson's out, Michelle's the number one, and then I would go Sanders.
Okay, and part two.
Seahawks-Rams is at 7.
And what time's the other game?
5? No.
On Tuesday?
Yeah.
Yeah. I have no idea. You're asking the wrong person.
Okay. So give me a replacement for either Lockett or McLaurin if they're out. Boyd, Peoples-Jones, Lazard, Kendrick Bourne, Laquon Treadwell.
Boyd,
Peoples-Jones, Lazard, Bourne, Treadwell.
Adams would say Laquon Treadwell.
No, I would probably say Lazard.
Lazard. So the Monday games are Raiders at Browns at 5, Vikings at Bears at 8:20 as scheduled. The Tuesday game, as of now, I don't think they've given the time yet to the Washington football team, but Seahawks Rams is 7 Eastern.
Okay.
So they're probably going to be simultaneous because that's an East Coast game. So it could be 5 o'clock, could be 7 o'clock.
I'm going to go with like a 3 o'clock start.
I could see like 4, yeah.
Yeah, it's That'd Christmas awesome. Week. Nobody's working.
That would be awesome. Nobody's working.
I'm out. I'm out next week, guys.
Most normal people with normal jobs probably.
Not next week.
That time off. Yeah, I think my wife's last day is Tuesday.
Yeah, I was a little disappointed that Christmas fell on a Saturday because I was gonna take Friday off, but I can't justify that now. So
you're so lazy.
Me? Are you kidding? Lazy. All right, we got two more here.
That works 18 weeks out of the year.
Yeah, give me a break. From Seth. Hey, Jim, Angela, Harrison, and Dexter. I think that's Dexter. Half PPR league.
Raiders are so mad.
I have Deontay Johnson, Chris Godwin, and Deebo Samuel at wide receiver. I have Jacobs and Zeke. Do I start all three wide receivers and Jacobs and sit Zeke?
Yeah.
Are you starting Zeke? Are you starting Josh Jacobs over Zeke?
Yes. Yep.
Okay. Then yes, you're sitting Zeke. From Chris, or Josh as he likes to be called. 14-team league, play three wide receivers. It's PPR. Give me a flex. Gallup, McLaurin, or Devontae Parker?
Parker. Devontae.
From Timmy, Van Jefferson or Devontae Freeman? Van Jefferson or Devontae Freeman?
Oh, that's a tough one because you got to make the call on Sunday. We don't know what's going to happen on Tuesday. So if Beckham is out, I would go Van. If Beckham is in, I would go Freeman.
And if you find out that Henderson is out, then Timmy, you can start Sony Michel. That was also part of his question.
Although it does help that Kenny Clark is not going to play.
It helps, yeah, big time. And from No Name on this one, half point PPR start 2. Waddle, Barkley, Higgins, Javonte. So it's Barkley, Higgins, or Javonte. Who are you sitting?
I would say Javonte.
Jamie likes Javonte over Barkley, and Chris likes Barkley over Javonte. And I like Jacob Gibbs. I'm going to go hang out with him and do FFT in 5. For those of you watching live, you can listen to that or watch that.
So Saturday, what time are we podcasting again?
Whenever three other games get moved. Hope this has been fun and helpful for you. Wait, Chris, I want to tell you a joke on the way out. Really funny. I came up with it this morning.
Good.
How does a train hear another train coming?
I don't know.
With its engine ears.
Ooh, I got more for you.
JV said to me.
Where's the king keep his armies?
Oh, we had this one. Somebody wrote this in last week in his sleeveys. I hate that one. Sucked.
Here, I got one for you. Ready?
Last one. Go ahead.
Is butt cheeks one word?
No.
Yes.
Or would you spread them apart?
And with that, we're out. Have a great weekend, everybody. See you later.
It's the NFL offseason, but on Pick 6, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network, the football season never stops. Host Will Brinson, John Breach, and Tyler Sullivan are joined by analysts like Brady Quinn, Leslie Deuceable, Katie Mox, and RJ White to keep you in the loop on everything happening around the league. Whether it's free agents signing with new teams, the all-important NFL draft, or schedule release day, Pick 6 has you covered. As the face of the league changes with every team move and player pickup this spring, Pick 6 is a must listen. Download and follow on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, the Odyssey app, and anywhere podcasts are found.